It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. And, of course, on the iHeartRadio Network, which comes to you throughout the world. The background noise that you hear is because we are doing this recording at Kosher Fest 2021, which took place on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 9th and 10th. And we're going to be speaking to on tonight's program. We're going to be sharing the interviews that we captured when we were live at the Meadowlands Exposition Center at Kosher Fest 2021. You're going to hear from people that are retailers, food developers, manufacturers, the length and breadth of everyone that's involved in the kosher food industry. We're going to be catching up with many. We're going to be sharing dozens of their conversations. So join us for the journey. It's going to be very intriguing, very interesting, and there's a lot of tips that actually people are going to be sharing, which you can probably use in your business to be successful. Okay, and now we're catching up with Jonah Goldstein. Jonah, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Okay, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
Actually, I'm a student in KCC, Kosher Community Center in Brooklyn, New York.
Very nice. So perhaps, what's the website of the entity that you're with here today?
It's called KosherCommunityCenter.com, I think.
All right, enjoying yourself?
Yes.
All right, are you going to eat a lot?
Not a lot, but I lost 90 pounds.
Not bad. 90 pounds, not bad. All right, wishing you best of luck.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, now I have the honor of catching up with Gary Lichtenstein. Gary, shalom aleichem.
Hi, aleichem shalom, Yitzhak. What's
Thank
up?
Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
So, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So,
those that know you understand, like, what type of question is that? But, you know, please introduce your product, it's more than a product. Your enterprise, I think, is the best way of putting it.
Yep.
Yes, please share.
So, it's about food, most of the show. So, when you're talking about actual food, you're talking about a prep for the food. So, we've got everything that has to do with the prep of the food, and that is your kitchen. So, Culinary Depot is there from when you have an empty space, a blank page, mm-hmm. you want to build your kitchen, up until the point where you have a kitchen and you need to furnish your kitchen. So, we'll do consulting and designing. Then we'll do all the coordinations up until the point where you have your kitchen. And when you walk into a kitchen, except just the walls, the floors, and the ceiling, which is done by a contractor, we'll have everything in there for you. And we'll sell you everything. Actually, I don't like to use the word selling. We'll help you out with from a small spoon to a huge walk-in box or a hood.
So is it fair to say that your clients are nursing homes, a pizza store? Walk me through some of the range that you
have. Nursing homes, schools, pizza stores, restaurants, corporate cafes, jails, schools, I think we've mentioned, wedding halls, anything and everything. You have food, you need prep, mm-hmm. we're there mm-hmm. for you.
At what point when someone is developing their own, they're an entrepreneur and they're developing an idea, whatever it is going to be, a nursing home, a store, whatever it is, at what point should they be in contact with a company like yours? What point in the process?
As soon as they made up their mind that they're going to do something and they know what they're going to do, and actually a piece of advice to people that they know they have a certain passion for a restaurant, let's say. Know what your restaurant is going to be about, what type of food, what type of style it's going to be. Know your menu before. You know, sometimes people come up and they're like, hey, I want to have a restaurant because I like food. What type of food do you
right.
like? Because
right.
we want to help you here. You know, so that's going to give us an idea. But as soon as you're ready and you know what you want, just reach out to us and we're going to assist you. Further.
What's the website where people can reach out?
Our website is culinarydepot.com. Straight, pretty simple to remember. We can be contacted there. You'll see our phone number and whatever it is, and we'll have different sales reps reach out to them and assist them in opening up their business and continue and grow their business.
Gary, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you, Yitzhak.
Kultuv. And we're here at Kosher Fest. That's the background noise. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Joseph Silverstein and
otherwise
Jacob
known,
Menzer.
Otherwise known as Humble Yassel.
Humble Yassel. So, Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom.
Okay, good. So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
I didn't know up until now when I see a fine, great person like you. It's an honor. It has been divinely ordained.
That's Emes. That's
and
a lot of Emes.
I come here due to the courtesy of my boss, Yankee, Chef Yankee. The reason for Paprika Deli and for the great success in our business. Thank you, God.
That's right.
May you continue to bless this wonderful man.
Amen.
And to prosper and to make this business flourish better and better. The reason that we're here is basically to see how great and how successful Paprika has become. As we see the variety and the sundry, basically everything we see here is in Yankee's menu.
Okay, so we turn to Yankee. What's
in
left
the
in the deli department?
What's left to say?
Yeah, I came here
with such a spokesman.
Because we do food. We have a deli, as Yassel already said.
Right.
And everything in the kosher industry and in the food industry mm-hmm. is exciting for us. So that's why we're here, and we're very excited.
Wow. Before I let you go, and before we go to a commercial break, perhaps
not so fast.
Okay, not so good. 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 How could you each please, I'm going to first turn to Rabbi Yossi and then to Rabbi Yankee. Could you share a piece of advice, some business advice that for the Olam, the tens of thousands of listeners here on the radio show can benefit from?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question, and you phrased it very, very professionally. The answer is very simple. The answer is be yourself, be authentic, and try from a natural perspective to see a customer as a human being that is reaching out to you and wants to make you grow. See what's in it for yourself in a selfless lens, and that will create a life on its own, and it's sure to be a repeated customer to where the success lies, in my humble opinion.
This is great. All right, how are you going to outdo this one, Yankee?
I cannot outdo that, but I'll tell you what. The question was the best business advice I ever received.
Yes.
I would say there's nothing that is bad. Every piece of advice is important.
It's useful.
And that's what makes you improve. And you need to take it seriously. And you need to appreciate when someone comes over. You should look at it as someone that gives you free advice and helps you grow. The only way you can grow
in. It's great. I'm going to jump in with Yankee. You know, I could see you're a creative mind. Because most people, what's the best advice? And they gave a piece of advice, and that's quality. But you're like, you unpacked it. You're like, the single best piece of advice? I got thousands of pieces of advice. Why should I turn down any one of them? I say, Chacham Alam and Kaladam.
Why? Because everybody contributes a certain element
from Zich, from the air that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them
unique.
Right. And they have, and as we know, Partzufin Shalodim, and everyone has their own advice and seichel and angle and approach.
You can always do a focus group and a tasting, right. But that's going to be like 10 people. But when you start hearing advice from just random people, so you get a clear view, a clear picture of where you're heading to.
Similar to a melody, you need all the notes combined together.
And all the musicians.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well,
I love the tempo in your voice.
Thank you.
You have a profession right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to go to a short commercial break, but before, I do want to remind the listeners that you're listening to this on broadcast. That's great, but this will become a very popular YouTube episode.
Absolutely.
That's being viewed by tens of thousands. Halavai is going to be tens of thousands of people, and anyone who subscribes to our YouTube channel, well, automatic YouTube channel is 710 WOR Mind Your Business. 710 WOR Mind Your Business. You will automatically be notified, as long as you have notifications turned on, when you're subscribed. We're going to go.
Good old Zev, watch out, because here comes a voice contemporaneous to you.
We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
All right, and we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftos right here on 710 WOR. For those listening, guess what? Great news. This is going to turn into another popular YouTube episode for those that follow us on YouTube. All you have to do is subscribe to our channel, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. You will automatically be notified when this goes up as a live, as a YouTube episode. And the benefit will be, of course, that you'll get to hear business advice and tips and strategies from such a wide range of people. And that's what we're presenting here tonight. And of course, tonight's show is just one of the few that were presented from Kosher Fest. If you go to mybradio.com, that's our website, you will automatically, it's there. That's the platform. You will see the different shows that were recorded at Kosher Fest. And of course, if you like to consume your podcast through Spotify, we'll be on Spotify, iTunes, and of course on YouTube. All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with the father-son duo, Yosef Bassani and Jacob Bassani. How are you? Jacob's been on. We met last at the JCon. I think that's what it was, a couple summers ago. How you doing? Welcome.
Very good.
All right.
Very good. Happy to be here.
Yes, thank you. Well, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
To get some ideas and to be inspired to the world.
Smart. And Jacob?
Also to help my father around, helping him get the right equipment, the right deals, the right inventory, and also to meet phenomenal people and to network.
Amazing. So, what's the name of the company? People want to find out more information about what you do. It's a restaurant.
Sobo, New York, in Muncie, New York. It's actually the corner of 59 and 45.
Oh, location is everything, right? Location,
yeah,
location.
Yeah.
All right, first I'm going to turn to Yosef. And perhaps you could share there's tens of thousands of listeners, a great business tip, something from your life experience that you could share with the listeners on the radio.
If you believe in something and you think it's good enough for you, you can sell it to everybody.
Wow, short and sweet.
But you don't sell, you share with everybody. Just
such
correct
a great
myself.
Line. Don't try to push it.
No, share it with everybody.
Don't try to push it. Great, now I turn to Jacob. Jacob, you have a lot to share, I know, but we are limited on time. Share a great tip.
I think the greatest tip that I've heard in business advice would be is that if your gut tells you something, almost all the time it's right. And sometimes you just gotta come out of your comfort zone and just jump to whatever your heart says.
Go with your gut.
Go with the gut.
It's great having you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's
thank you very much.
Hatzlocha.
Thank you. Hatzlocha for everybody.
That's right.
Uchim to you.
All right. Now we have the pleasure of catching up with Morty Pascal. Did I say it right?
Pascal, but close.
Pascal. All right. So we got it. And you are with which company?
I did some work for Hammond Packaging.
Okay.
They do custom gift boxes.
Okay.
I'm actually a lighting designer. I designed the lighting for their booth. They have what is, in my opinion, the nicest booth in Kosher Fest. Definitely the best lighting of any booth in Kosher Fest.
So your day in and day out job, if we could say, or career, is what? Is lighting design?
Lighting design. I also source and do installations for lighting, but primarily I'm a lighting designer.
At what point, when someone is building out a business, do they contact someone like yourself?
When they realize that they want their lighting done correctly. That's the short answer.
What's the website where people can find out more information?
Right now, my website's under construction, but I'm on Instagram, RefreshLightingNJ, and I won't find all my information over there.
And you have nice pictures of your work?
Yes, it's got some great pictures, and you'll see some nice stuff in Kosher Fest, too.
Morty, before I let you go, perhaps you could share a tip. Something that, like, you know, day in and day out, you do all types of work, and what's a great tip that you could share with people that, like, that they could have as a takeaway, great business advice?
So when I started off, I didn't have much resources or anything to go big, but I was starting off driving an old beat-up Honda Civic. I had a folding ladder on my back. I would go to a job, and I was doing installations myself because I was making more money that way, and I was just a small company. And I was sitting there on the job, YouTubing, how do you hang up a light? Don't tell the people I hung that up for. That's how I did it. But that's how I got started in, and through that kind of work, not being scared to get my hands dirty and doing the things that I didn't want to be doing in the long run, I was able to be successful. And Baruch Hashem, I am now designing some larger stores and some real jobs. That is what my goal was.
It's a great tip because, you know, some people think, you know, that you could become a CEO by 22. And it just doesn't work like that. You got to first drive that old beat-up Honda Civic. Yep. Morty, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Hatzlacha.
Thank you.
All right. Now I have the pleasure of catching up with Lipa Ribiat. Lipa,
hi.
Welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
All right, please get closer to the mic. We have a lot to talk about.
All right, we're here.
Now, you have a lot of fans surrounding the booth.
Yes.
Now, those that are listening, they're not able to picture that. And on YouTube, yes, there are a lot of people surrounding the booth. And I was told you got a wicked chalent.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, yes.
So, first of all, talk about your operation.
All right, so it's about a half a year ago. There was a storefront vacant, and I went in there.
You saw opportunity.
I saw an opportunity, and I went in there, and I started cooking slowly. A few items. I started off with chalent, chicken fingers. I have chalent every day of the week, starting from Sunday through Thursday.
Beautiful.
And then I got some chicken fingers, and every day I'm adding slowly to the menu, and it's just, for right now, it's just my few key items, and it's just going great.
And again, what's the name of the operation?
It's called Lipa's Munch. That's Lipa's. 1001 Madison Avenue.
Yeah, location.
On Route 9, 1001 Madison Avenue.
Oh, wow. So now, you interact with a lot of people and you make a lot of people happy.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So what could you share, like a customer service tip? What's a good tip to share in order to make sure that your clients are satisfied and happy?
All right, so I have a good friend, Butch Epstein, and he's my role model in the business.
Okay.
And I learned from him. So always give someone a smile, make sure he has what he needs, and just get him, you know, as quick as possible, try to get him what he needs and try to get him out the door with a big smile. That's
Lipa, what great advice. What great advice. And how important is it? So many people out there, they're a little fat crimped maybe and they're a little...
No,
you know, whatever. Come
true,
on,
especially
slap
my store.
On smile.
I got so many people coming in and they're all coming to see my smile. So I try to give everyone that smile.
Lipa,
you know what I'm saying? That's the key of my business right now is a smile, the little bit of food, and make people happier in Lakewood.
Beautiful. Lipa, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining me here on Mind
Your
Business.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. See you all at 1001 Madison Avenue, all right?
Give him a hand.
Mickey the Cone Guy. All right.
All right. Now I'm here with Abe Singer. Abe, Welcome to Mind Your Business on 710.
Mind Your Business?
Yeah. Like that. How do you like the name?
Mind Your Business.
710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Abe, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
What brings me to Kosher Fest? That is a good question. Well, I have a company. It's called On the Spot Media.
Okay, explain what you do.
So it is a marketing slash advertising business.
Mm-hmm.
We basically focus on one specific niche, which is we place Purell hand sanitizer stands in various locations.
Mm-hmm.
And we have advertising space on top of the Purell stands.
Nice.
So businesses that want to be seen in specific locations to a specific clientele. It's
When was your business founded?
It was actually founded about 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, it's not pre-COVID. It was not a post-COVID phenomenon.
Enterprise.
But wow. It did help a little bit.
All right. Perhaps is there something you could share that you've learned along the way that you could say, you know what, I want to share this tip with the tens of thousands of listeners of Mind Your Business?
Oh, wow. No pressure, right? If there's a tip I learned along the way.
It could be. And by the way, for all our Lakewood listeners out there, you're no stranger to Lakewood.
No, I live in Toms River, New Jersey now.
Okay.
South of Lakewood.
Okay.
We're trying to go as south as Florida, but we only made it to Toms River.
And I understand you're involved with the leagues there.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yeah, there is a Jewish league, or a kosher league, we'll
mm-hmm.
call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the LBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually do some voiceovers and highlights for
Do you
the
call
LBA.
Play-by-play? Do you say, score? Do you do that kind of thing?
So I've done actually a live event recently. It was the LBA Leagues mm-hmm. baseball. It was a softball game versus the Lakewood police officers.
Oh, man. Did you have to call balls and strikes?
So there was an umpire doing that.
Okay. Phew. What about calling home runs? Or were there any?
There were lots of home runs, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a booth set up. There was a DJ, DJ Kraz. He actually did a great job. They had
Was that Blue Claws? Where did it take place?
They did it at Pine Park Fields, a good old Pine Park Fields in Lakewood, New Jersey. We had a booth set up, and they had a really good speaker system.
Hey, before I let you go, what's the website where people can find out more about your services?
So for the marketing, the Purell stands, the targeted marketing, it's otsmediallc.com.
Excellent. Great. Thanks for stopping by here at Kosher Fest.
Thanks.
Take care. All right. Yes, we're here at Kosher Fest 2021. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Keith Jones. Keith.
How you doing this morning?
Hey, you look great.
I don't know. I'm trying to get it in. I don't look as good as you, but I'm always trying.
By the way, even though this is broadcast, but we're videoing as well, so you know people are going to see what I'm talking about on YouTube when this goes live. Keith, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, you know, I'm with Honey Smoke Fish, and this is our 28th year in business, and the division that I work for, we do one thing, and we do one thing only, the world's greatest hot smoked salmon. So in my mind, I understand that some people out here on the East Coast,
yeah.
They like their smoked salmon. So I'm coming out here to put
we
ours
certainly
to the test.
Do.
We How's that?
Certainly do. All right. Now, you've been in business for nearly 3 decades. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
What's the secret of your success?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked me that question, because if we could boil it down to one thing and one thing only, it is that we are the only hot smoked salmon manufacturer in the category that is always fresh and never frozen. Let me say that again. We are the only hot smoked salmon manufacturer in the category that is always fresh and never
amazing.
Frozen.
So you're not a million things to a million people.
Exactly.
You are one thing to 8 billion people.
Exactly. We do one thing and one thing only, and we do it to the best of our capabilities.
Amazing. Keith, before I let you go, what's the website of your business?
Okay, you can go to honeysmokefish.com, and then we have all kinds of information available there. And we would love to hear from everyone, and we appreciate you guys having us stop in so we can have a little chit-chat. And listen, you and your team, you get to come to booth 611.
All right.
And have some
We're taking
of,
you up on this.
Yes,
on
have
this.
Some of our great salmon, and then mm-hmm. you could drop us a plug throughout the day and say, that was the best salmon I ever had, and I'm going to have to talk to that guy.
Keith, thank you for joining me here on
My Mind
Your Business.
Thank you so much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Amazing.
And come see us at booth 611.
Amazing. All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Avi Linneman.
Hi.
Avi, how are you?
I'm very good, and you?
So I understand you came in from France.
Yes, exactly.
All right. What brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, I think it's the largest kosher fest that there is in the world. And it's the place, I think, to be if you want to launch a kosher product.
Okay. So are you launching a kosher product? I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. I mean,
no,
you're here.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, are you here exploring, or you actually have something that
so
you're
developing? So we have now a product that is ready to be... on the market.
Okay. What line? Describe it a little bit.
So we're making spirits, especially in the brandy section.
Okay.
So, you know, in France, everything has a name based yep. on its place. So
yep.
we are in Armagnac, who's under Bordeaux. So there's Bordeaux. There's the Cognac region, where they mm-hmm. do Cognac, the mm-hmm. spirit made out of mm-hmm. grapes. And then there's Armagnac, where we are.
Now, just to frame it for all the listeners that are listening throughout the Northeast, here in America, what would you, how far is it from you? You live in Paris?
Yes, I do.
How far is it from Paris?
500 kilometers.
Okay, is in which direction?
South.
South. If you go, you head there by train or you just hop on?
Train.
By train.
It's 3 hours and a half.
Hmm, wow. Perhaps could you share, I mean, I know you're at the perhaps infancy of your business, the beginning of the business, but What tip would you share already at this point that you've already seen that, like, you know, this is just a principle, a foundational idea that I see is working for me?
Well, I think that the main point is always you should believe in your product, because if you don't, nobody's going to be able to.
If you don't believe in it yourself,
exactly,
then how do you expect someone else to?
Exactly.
Avi, it's great catching up with you. What, is there Thanks. A website already for your...
So, yeah, there's a website in construction, obviously. Okay. But it's armagnacbruchot.com. So Armagnac, like the drink, and Bruchot, like the company.
Wishing you great success, Avi.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Gabriel Cohn. Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, basically and primarily is to find out what are the new products on the market for the kosher food.
Mm-hmm.
And because I believe that more and more the kosher world is growing, and we need to find the new product. And I'm amazed of the new development in the food.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great because it gives more opportunity for people to eat kosher.
That's right. Where are you from?
I'm from Montreal, Quebec.
Okay. And what line, can you describe your company or what exactly do you do?
Well, we're basically, obviously, we're catering to the kosher world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're into more dry food than any frozen or fresh. Speaking of oils, and we're into some vegetables, vacuum packed and all that stuff.
Gabriel, thank you for stopping by and joining me here on 710 WOR.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wasn't that great? Such great advice from among the dozens of people that were interviewed at Kosher Fest 2021. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. what I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
Okay, and now I'm catching up with Joel Weinberger. Joel, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So I'm here to help promote companies that are kosher certified overseas that want to get exposure in the kosher market. They got certified probably because usually a company that's buying from them said they needed kosher and they got the kosher. And we're trying to help them basically use that hammer that they have to hammer in a few more nails in the kosher market and get more sales.
Where, I see it says over there, Los Angeles. So you're from L.A.?
Yeah, I'm based in L.A. I travel to our offices worldwide, and I'm in charge of the offices in India, Sri Lanka, and the Philippines.
Fantastic. How can people get in touch with you and find out more information about what you do?
So you could reach us through the Star K.
What's the website?
It's star-k.org.
And don't know to reach out to Joel Weinberger?
Don't know to reach out to Joel Weinberger if you want anything about that region of the world. That's my responsibility in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines. And we do other countries in that region too.
Amazing. Joel, thank you for stopping by and joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. We're here at Kosher Fest 2021. And now I'm catching up with Ira Perlmutter. Ira, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay. What brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, looking for opportunities. You know, I have a beautiful business. I help rescue and save companies that are in financial challenges. And it's very rewarding work to be able to help people. And that's what I love to do.
So fascinating. I mean, you kind of look out for companies that are struggling. They're in financial distress. And then you say, wait a second. There's diamond in the rough here. Don't let it go to waste. Don't just throw it out. There's some opportunity here.
100%. And it could be a company that's poised for tremendous growth, but just doesn't have the capital they need to grow properly. And as a result, they're struggling with their working capital needs. And we come in and we help them. And, you know, we're very interested in backing promising companies.
So let me ask you, from your experience, and you've been out there for a while, what's a good business tip that you could share with the listeners of 710WR?
I would tell you this, very, very important to have good accounting. If you don't have a good accounting dashboard, you don't know your speedometer, you don't know if your oil is low, you've got to have good financial accounting measures so you know the success or otherwise of your business, because otherwise you just don't know it.
And that's whether you're sailing along or if, God forbid, someone is struggling, know what's going on.
100%, because many times you might have a few products that are very successful, but some that are less successful. But if you don't really know what the true gross profit margins are, what is it costing you to get it out there, you could be bleeding and not really know it.
Ira, this perhaps is the most important tip I've heard yet.
Oh, wow, geez, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ira. It's love.
Take care. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and now here again, we're at Kosher Fest 2021, and I have the pleasure of catching up with LaTanya King. How are you?
Great, nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you.
So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
King Prefer being the first black kosher certified baking mix business in the world.
Wow, so, could you unpack that? That sounds fascinating.
I know.
What, explain it.
Well, just a cake mix business, family recipes that I converted, formulated into a quick mix. There was no other Southern recipes that could duplicate what was served on my kitchen table, and I want the world to experience that because this is what we did every Sunday. So this has given me the opportunity of Southern food from the black family heritage mingling with the Jewish community, so we can all just...
What's the website of your business?
KingPreferred.com.
Nice. Before I let you go, you've been in business, you mentioned to me off the air, nearly a decade. You have life experience. Perhaps you could share a good tip from the experience that you have in business that you could share with the tens of thousands of listeners of Mind Your Business.
Everybody has a service within them. My service was food, and everybody eats food. So, so, but I wanted to put love in it, bring people together at a table. So every no that I faced, that meant I need to figure out what to make it to bring it here, and that's what I did. I just continued to work.
That is special. LaTanya, thank you for joining me here
on
Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Amazing. All right. Kosher Fest 2021. Now I'm catching up with Avi. That's Avi Golden or Ari Golden?
Avi Golden.
Avi, I got it right in the first time. All right. So Avi, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So I was walking because first of all, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But then I saw you and I say, oh, I want to talk with you about maybe aphasia and IMC. Yeah.
So what exactly, what industry are you in? What do you do professionally?
So before, I was a critical care flight paramedic in New York City, North Shore LIJ and Columbia Presbyterian. And then I was going to go to medical school, but first I have a surgery. And in the surgery, I have a stroke and aphasia. So now me and a speech pathologist together talk with aphasia, EMS, police, hospitals, radio, TV about aphasia.
Fascinating. Because, you know, thank God for what you've been through. You look great.
Why, thank you.
You do.
Thank you.
Again, those that are going to be watching on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
Avi, thank you so much for stopping by.
No, not a problem. Thank you.
Good luck. All right. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Dr. Ari Kornblit. Ari, Dr. Kornblit, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome
Aleichem
to
Shalom.
Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
What brings you to Kosher Fest?
My car. I
Good
generally
answer.
Come here at each show. As a writer, I enjoy seeing the new creations, the new creativity, and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. So describe, what do you do? Besides, you're a writer, but I understand
I'm
you also...
I'm a psychoanalyst by profession. One of my hobbies is handwriting analysis, which I've been doing for years and years, and I do it for individuals, shidduchim, businesses, etc.
Wow. So could you share any secrets on that on the radio?
Of course.
Okay, we're ready.
Well, people assume that their handwriting changes. It does not. I tell, when I lecture about it, if you wear a red hat, the next day you come in with a green hat, you don't change.
Okay.
So does anyone with handwriting. It might seem different, but for someone who understands the mechanics, intricacies, the science of it, it's telltale. Everything is telltale.
Fascinating. So are there any tips of, let's say, for someone that's hiring, any tips you could share that a business should look out for when they're looking at someone's handwriting?
For sure. Sir, a person's handwriting is really, it's like an x-ray of their brain. They're thinking, they're feeling, you can tell honesty and dishonesty, whether they're motivated or not motivated, whether they will complete a task, et cetera,
wow.
et cetera.
So do you actually service companies, let's say, in their hiring process, they want to send something to you so they can get your take?
Very often they'll send me handwritings and ask me should they hire that individual or not.
Fascinating. How can people get in touch with you?
dr.arenvlit@gmail.com or 917-309-6318.
Dr. Kornblit, thank you for joining me here on Mind
Your
Business.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Hatzlacha to you.
Amen, you too. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Felipe Kleiman. How are you?
I'm fine. Baruch
Where are
Hashem.
You from?
I am from Brazil, from São Paulo.
Beautiful.
And I am I'm the founder and CEO of the company KLM Kosher Consulting. And we are specialized in the kosher beef business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Maybe talk a little bit about it. Tell me some of the trends that are going on in that
okay.
industry.
Okay, so in our region, which I mean is Mercosur, yeah, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay, together these four countries deliver 85% of the kosher beef imported by Israel. Mm-hmm. The number five competitor is Poland, yeah? And
Shchit is out, right?
Yeah, in this very moment, some movements are happening in the market. So Poland has a date to stop, they ban the Shchit, and Poland is a very...
Even though, just for full disclosure, that's probably the most humane way to have meat. But that's for a different
Definitely,
day.
Definitely, a different day, yeah. So we can talk only about the real issue of animal welfare. So Poland in 2025 will stop totally to produce kosher beef, which will create a lack of supplying for all Europe and also for Israel. Because they are the number five, so after only the four countries from South America. So the market is living a very a challenging moment, but full of opportunities. Yeah, and not because I am from South America, but the place to go is South America. We have several slaughterhouses. It's about 40 slaughterhouses that deliver 85% of the imported meat by Israel. And we have a potential to double or even to triple this this amount. Yeah?
How could people find that more information? What's the website?
Our website is klmkosher.com.
Wow, yeah? Nice and easy. It's KLM Kosher.
KLM Kosher. It's not the air
right,
company.
The airline.
Yeah. And we are happy to have conversations with clients, actual suppliers, companies that want to get into this business, yeah, and a lot of opportunities. Having shortage of production in America,
Got
so
it.
all the world will need. Source differently the kosher beef in the near future.
Felipe, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you very much, Itzhak.
Kol tuv.
Kol tuv.
Okay, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Joel Schwartz. Shalom Aleichem. All right, talk into the mic, please. Atazai, fine, good. Okay, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
We came to see who we can help with branding.
Wow, very nice.
And visit a few clients.
Very nice. Where do you operate out of?
Monroe, New York.
Very nice. So talk about what you do.
Branding. So that's the shortest answer for it. And the long answer for it would be differentiate businesses, brands, from their competitors. So people know exactly how they're different, and by people I mean their clients and their team members. Everyone involved knows exactly why them and not everyone else.
What's the website of your company?
Celebrand.com.
Very nice. Hatzlacha!
Thank you.
Kol tuv. All right, here at Kosher Fest 2021, we're catching up with Yehuda Lipkin.
Hello.
Welcome
to the show, 710.
Right. Hey, yes, you see, live, we have all live. Types of guests.
Yes, sir.
Yehuda, you got a ball of energy. It's amazing.
Yes, indeed.
About yourself.
I'm a professional dancer. I've been teaching choreography for about 6 years.
Nice.
I am a professional rapper. I have an album coming out next month.
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be titled Yoda's Matrix. I'm not sure about the exact title yet.
Okay.
But something to do with the Matrix. Days we're living in, crazy times we're living in now. Everyone's trying to track everybody. Everyone's trying to put stuff in everybody else. I'm a very big advocate of organic living and, healthy living just naturally. If you need any mental health advice, I'm a mental health coach on my off time. And I teach breakdancing.
Now, Yehuda, how can people find out more information? How can
they
get in touch
with you? Well, you can go to my Facebook page. It's called Yoda Herb Productions on Facebook, and you can find me at Fred Lipkind on Facebook also. And there's a Instagram page called Yoda Word.
So now, Word. Yehuda, before I let you go, I want to ask you a question, because you look like a guy that's all, I mean, Hashem blessed you with a lot of talent, a lot of energy. You look like a lot of fun. What's a great tip that you could share with people? Say, you know, always keep this in mind to be successful.
So there's always the think good, do good, and be good. You know, as long as you go into an opportunity or a business transaction, you always have to just think positively, never judge anybody. And number three, try to invest in a car before you really get deep into the wine industry, because you're going to need to be traveling a lot. Or just have a...
Uber's great, but it only goes
a lot of miles
so
on your Delta Sky miles. That's for sure. That definitely helps.
Yehuda, thanks for stopping
by. Have a beautiful day, and if you need a DJ, you know who to call. All right.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Have a great day.
Okay, and now I have the pleasure of catching up with...
Rochelle Rothman.
Hi, please come closer to the mic. Okay, what brings you to Kosherfest?
Two things. First of all, I represent the Flappish Jewish Journal newspaper. I'm a weekly columnist.
Sure.
Talk about food, health, and Tupperware.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You've been in business for a couple 50, of years.
52 years.
52 right. years. Whoa. Okay.
I tell people I started when I was 5.
So what could you share from life experience? A great business tip.
Oh, first of all, do what you love. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I learned how to cook and be a good alabusta through Tupperware, not expecting it. I'm a mother of a number of children, and over the years, I learned how to cook properly so that even though my husband had good medical insurance, he was willing to try my food.
I say, it took a couple of years. Admitted that.
Right, but the truth is that I found people need help. Most women do not know their way around the kitchen. And with Tupperware's experience, it gave me the way to share with people. And over the years, when the Flappish Jewish Journal became a newspaper 11 years ago, it became a weekly columnist there.
Nice.
Also the Torah Times and the Jewish Press occasionally too.
Nice. How could people get in touch with you?
Very easily, my.tupperware.com/Rochelle Rothman. I'm a custom kitchen planning expert. Organize pantries. If you have 3 cluttered shelves, when I'm done, you have 2 organized, 1 empty. I'm an excellent for the freezer. I had authored a cookbook around 20 years ago called Not Just a Cookbook. So through those recipes, I share it with people through the FJHA.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. All right, Kosherfest 2021. Now I'm catching up with Wincy Barreau. Did I pronounce the name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Okay, what brings you to Kosherfest?
Well, I'm with my company, Nutrition for Longevity, and we are currently becoming kosher and halal certified December 1st.
Nice.
And we are here just to scope out the different vendors and just to be able to share our information and our product to the consumers here. We're super excited to venture out into this sector.
Into the kosher market.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, just to get our products out, we're just super excited to be here.
That's amazing. Before I let you go, what's the website of your company? How can people find that more information?
Yes, they could definitely find us www.nutritionforlongevity.com, and you'll get every single information you need from us about our company, our mission statement, and everything that we do.
Wincy, thank you for joining me here.
Thank you.
Mind Your Business. Yeah, such great advice shared by the guests that joined me here on Mind Your Business from Kosherfest 2021. And many of these tips are going to turn into business class clips. For those that want to follow us on Instagram, and those that follow us on Instagram, you automatically receive it in your feed every day. We're at Business Class Clips on Instagram. And those that want to receive the daily broadcast, and it was so special. I got stopped by so many people here at Kosherfest because, again, the Business Class Clips, which is just a 1-minute clip on an important business topic. And thank you to everyone that stopped me about those great clips. They're under basically around a minute every single day. Many people receive them through WhatsApp, a daily WhatsApp message broadcast that goes out. You could receive it yourself. It's free. All you have to do is text sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, text sign up, just 2 words, that simple. Sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive daily, every 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, the Daily Business Class clip. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
All right, and we're back. Joel Forta joins me here on the set. Thank you.
Hi,
thank
you
for stopping by.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, I understand you're from Aventura, South
Aventura,
Florida.
Florida, yep.
Okay, what brings you here to Kosher Fest?
So we have a line of health supplements called Full Life. Our flagship product is a pain relief supplement, all natural.
Wow.
It's been on the market for approximately 15 years.
Okay.
Been a number one bestseller for 10, helping tens of thousands of people with chronic pain, joint pain, inflammation, and so on.
And it's available at the health food stores?
It's available. So 2 years ago, we decided to make it kosher.
Okay.
And we launched it in the kosher market, and it really took off like wildfire. We have thousands of testimonials how it's helped people. And it really is a wonderful, all-natural product.
Amazing. Before I let you go, what's the website? How can people find out more information?
So they can go to fulllifedirect.com, or they can get us directly by phone, 1-800-305-3043. Or it's also available on Amazon called Ruma Art, R-E-U-M-A-A-R-T.
Joel, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with, I don't want to ruin this, Sion
Gelgor.
Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom.
A long distance Shalom Aleichem.
Thank you.
So you're from?
Cape Town, South
Cape
Africa.
Cape Town, South Africa. Welcome, welcome. How long are you in for?
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Beautiful. So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So we've got a brand of kosher wine called Cape Jewel Wines, made in South Africa. We do a full range, 4 red wines, 4 white wines, grape juice. And we want to distribute in the U.S. We distribute it in Israel, Australia, South Africa.
Amazing.
And we're trying to enter the U.S. market.
Do you are you already established with a distributor here in the U.S.?
We're busy looking. We're busy in negotiation. And we, yeah, hopefully, please God, soon.
Amazing. Amen. Amen. Before I let you go, what's your website? People can find out more information.
CapeJewelWines.co.za. ZA is for South Africa, so it's CapeJewelWines.co.za.
Amazing. Sion, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Yeah, the background noise is Kosher Fest 2021, and now I have the chance of catching up with
Sarah Maltz from
Hello,
Cookies.
Hello. So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So we are a gluten-free bakery that we carry a lot of products that actually help people. The idea is it's way less. So it's a cookie that can keep you full. It's low calorie, it's low carb, it's gluten-free, it tastes great. And
so it's not just for Pesach?
Not just for Pesach, although we do have a Pesach cookie.
I would imagine.
It's delicious.
Okay. And what's what are your top two or three hottest products?
So we have a quinoa chocolate chip cookie, and we have a peanut butter cookie.
Can I head over? The booth is still open, right?
It's right
there's
down
a little
there.
Bit left?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely more samples left.
Before I let you go, what's the website of your company?
It's waylesscookies.com.
Nice, nice. Hatzlacha.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Danny Mizrahi. Danny,
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you? Hi, nice to meet you.
Same here. So what brings you to Kosher Fest? What's your
my
line?
Product. My product.
Your product. What is
we
it?
We carry a gelato company that have very unique gelato ice cream with sorbet.
So parv
and vegan.
And vegan.
Vegan and dairy.
Beautiful.
Halav Israel.
Beautiful. Tell us, what's the website of your company so people can find it for more information?
Sure. It's miele@gelato.com.
How do you spell it?
MIELEGELATO.com.
Hatzlacha Rabba.
Thank you very much.
This wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Again, that was recorded live at Kosher Fest 2021. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.